You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Amen. Welcome to another Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. Yes! Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. And we are praying. Amen. And God is on the throne. Hallelujah. Listening to our prayers. We thank you, oh God. He is in the midst. He is inhabiting our praises. And so right now we are just praising the Lord. We praise you, oh God. Listen, this is a time where we are communicating with God and God is communicating with us. Hallelujah. So let's be intentional. Like, no, this is, I'm talking to God and God is talking to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am exalting God and God is exalting me. Hallelujah. I am blessing God and God is blessing me. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. We just thank you right now. Lord God, we thank you right now. We worship you right now. We give you the glory right now. We declare that you are the Almighty, that you are the only living God. And so in this moment, we act like you are the only living God. And we know, amen, that you are the only living God. And so we speak to you knowing that you are living. Hallelujah. We thank you just because we don't see you with our natural eyes and experience you with our natural senses. We choose and we just humble ourselves to this moment. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are the great I am. We thank you that you are faithful, that you are loyal, that you are so compassionate, that you are merciful. We thank you for your mercy that's new every morning. We thank you for your grace. We declare that you are Alpha and Omega, that you are first and last, that you are the beginning and the end, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, here we are to serve you. Here we are, oh God, to seek you. We are declaring that you are our source. You are our everything. Help us, oh God, teach us, Heavenly Father, to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. We're loving on you right now. Hallelujah. We're loving on you right now. And we're repenting before you right now. Because we want to love on you. So we gladly repent. We gladly change in whatever way that you're telling us to change, oh God. Because we love you. And we want more of you. And we need you. And we're desperate for you, oh God. Oh, we're desperate. As the deer pants by the brook, so we are panting for you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Meet us in this place. May we become more sensitive and more aware. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we may know the hope of your calling. Thank you, O God, that in this time you are whispering and breathing your plans and your promises on us, O God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Can we just say thank you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, great I am. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahshua HaMashiach. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Deliverer. Thank you, Wonderful Counselor. Thank you, Everlasting Father. Thank you, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jehovah Shalom. Ah, the Lord our peace. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord shall provide. Thank you, Provider. Thank you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Thank you, healer. Oh, thank you, El Roy, the Lord, the God who sees. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jehovah Mekadesh, the one who sanctifies and makes holy. Thank you. Thank you, Forgiver. Oh, you are a forgiver of our iniquities, of our sins. As far as the east is from the west, you're removing, you remove, hallelujah, our shortcomings, our missteps, our sins, our flaws. Hallelujah, we thank you. You are our perfecter. We thank you, O God. Ooh, I just hear, like, that's a blessing for somebody. It's like, you don't have to have the responsibility of perfecting yourself. Hallelujah. Let him do the perfecting. We just respond in agreement, and we respond in accordance. Akare bayandaya, glory to your name, O God. We worship you in this place. In spirit and in truth, hallelujah. Consume this time, O God, that we are positioning ourselves before you. Rebasaya, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Posture our minds to be set on you. Posture our hearts, O God, to be after your heart. Hallelujah, O God. We thank you, O God. Send your angels to every place, every place that we are. You know exactly where we are. Send your angels right now to minister to us. Ooh, send the wind, Lord God. Move in such a way that it brushes against our natural senses. Move in a way that it might brush against some of our seeing, some of our hearing, some of our smelling, some of our feeling, some of our tasting, God. The scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good, O God. May we taste and see in this season that you are good. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let us lose ourselves in the place of worshiping the Lord God Almighty. Adonai, we worship you. Abba, Father, we worship you. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And God, we are worshiping you right now. And as we worship you right now, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, may every lie that we have yoked up to, agreed with, hallelujah, come into even a covenant with, Lord Jesus. May it be destroyed. May we receive your truth, O God, and dispel every lie that we have believed, O God. Open our eyes, hallelujah, to your truth, O God. Open our ears to your truth, Oh God, purify our hearts, creating us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit in us. Oh God, that as your words of truth come, it's being deposited, Lord God, sowed into good soil, Heavenly Father, that it'll bring forth fruit, Heavenly Father, that it will produce, Lord God, a harvest of truth. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for your truth, oh God. Reveal your truth about who we are. Oh God, you reveal your truth about our identity and how our identity does not come from a place of what we do. Hallelujah. It does not come out of what we've been through. Hallelujah. It does not come out of what we know, but who we know. And we know you. Oh God, our identity does not come out of what we did or didn't do, how we messed up or didn't mess up, how we achieved or didn't achieve. It comes from you. And so God, I thank you for revealing to us in the measure in which we need it. Who are we, Lord? Show us who we are according to you. Yes, Lord. According to who you see us to be, and who you know us to be, and who you formed us to be, oh God. You said you knew us before we was formed in our mother's belly. Ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Can we just say thank you? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, the Lord put on my spirit. I kept hearing, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I'm going to say it again. Have faith in God. I really feel like that is the Lord speaking to us. Have faith in God. In a scripture. Hello. Hello. It's scripture. Mark 11. 22. This is the answer for some of us. Mark 11, 22. And Jesus answering, hello, wait a minute. the Holy Spirit just said, this is the answer. And then and scripture literally says, and Jesus answering, saith unto them, saith unto us, saith unto you, ha! Have faith in God. Ooh, Jesus, hold on a second. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us just take that instruction, that direction, that encouragement, that word, and like even lay your hand on your over your heart and just receive. Have faith in God. That's the answer. If God is saying have faith, he has the answer. He knows the way out. He is the light in the darkness. He is the abundance in the wilderness. He is the peace in the storm. He is the wisdom in the midst of the foolishness. Jesus, he is the streams in the desert places. Jesus, he is the life in the dead places. Jesus, he is the quickening in the dormant places. Ah, Jesus! Oh, God. He is the truth that disrupts the lies. Oh, Jesus! He is the possible that shatters the impossible. Jesus! He is our immediate to the long time. Ah! Jesus! He is the clarity to our confusion. Ah! Jesus! He is the strength to our weakness. Ah! Jesus! Oh my gosh, yes, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. He is the one turning it in our favor. Hallelujah. He is the one taking us from the last to the first. Hallelujah. From beneath to setting us above. Hallelujah. From lacking. Hallelujah. To an overflow place. Hallelujah. From a toiling place to a smooth place, a successful place, hallelujah, a prosperous place, hallelujah, a relief place, hallelujah, glory to your name. Have faith in God. This is what Jesus is teaching the disciples. This is what he's teaching us. This, have faith in God, is how we live. This is how we live. How are we living? How are we living? How are we living? How are you living? How am I living? Am I living off of my own strength? Am I living off of my own ways? Am I living off of my own ability? How am I living? How am I living? Bible says that the righteous live by faith. What is faith? Bible says in Hebrews 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. How are we living? Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please God. How are we living? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What are we hearing? What are we choosing to listen to? I thank you, Holy Spirit. Bible tells us to don't just be hearers of the word. Ha! Sound noble. But doers, how are we living? Have faith in God. Bible says, somebody say, Bible says, Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. How are we walking? Yes. Ooh, Jesus. In order for me to have faith in God, live by faith. Amen. This is believing. Amen. Hallelujah. This is us believing what God says. Believing the truth, even when it looks crazy. Even when it looks impossible. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel like Holy Spirit's taking me to Abram. God started talking to Abram. His body as good as dead. And talking about how he was a father and becoming a father of many nations, not just one. Not just one, but multitude, more than he can count. He told him, look up at the sky, look up the stars, more than you can count. The grains of sand, more than you can count. One will be enough. God is not even allowing us to settle for the just enough. Just get me to a comfortable place. Oh. Oh, have faith in God. I don't care what the physical situation looks like. Have faith in God. I don't care what the person is saying or not saying. What the person is saying, oh no, this is never gonna happen. I don't care what the person is saying. What is God saying? And if we don't know, then we just get in his face and we keep getting his face and we keep praying, we keep praying, we keep praying, we keep seeking him. Amen. Trusting that at the divine time, he will inform me. And trusting that even if I feel like, oh, I don't know if I hear God, I don't know if I hear good, God will make sure that we hear him. Hallelujah. So just trusting. God, I don't know if I hear you or I don't hear you. Help me to hear you. You're going to make sure I hear you. I'm going to just keep presenting myself a living sacrifice unto you, trusting. Trusting. That you gonna let me know this is you talking. Ah, hallelujah. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I don't care what it is that we see. I don't care what it looks like. Have faith in God. I don't care how long it's been in that condition. Have faith in God. And listen, thank you, Holy Spirit. Then Jesus goes on in verse 23 and says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. That's why the Holy Spirit had us lay our hands over our hearts. That this is not a place of doubt, that this is a place of believing. So God, even break up the foul ground of our heart where doubt is able to seep in and unbelief is able to get in. Oh Lord God, hallelujah. Heal our heart, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh, purify our hearts, oh God. Oh, soften our hearts, oh God, from those hard, them callous places called trust issues. Ah, Shandaya. Hurt issues, letdown issues, rejection issues, abandonment issues. Ah, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. Lord God, rejection issues, whatever the trauma issues, the fear issues. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So when I'm experiencing fear, wait a minute now. That don't come from my Father in heaven. I rebuke this fear. I uproot this fear. out of my heart, out of my life, out of my mind. Ah, Shandaya. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Somebody say, okay, okay, okay. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So if we just like stay and meditate on this scripture, having faith in God looks like saying from the place of faith, agreeing with heaven and seeing what is happening in the natural on the earth, right? For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, so I see the mountain, but I'm choosing to not allow what I'm seeing to dictate what I'm saying, to not allow what I'm seeing to infect what I'm saying, but rather to cause to step into the power that God has given us, right? To set my saying in agreement, echoing heaven, to affect what I'm seeing. That what I'm saying and what I choose to continually to say, hearing from a place of faith, hearing from a place of believing God. So help us, O God, with any unbelief, that eventually I will see what I'm saying. So what are we saying? What are we saying right now? Take an inventory of the words that are coming out of our mouth. Are they pleasing? Ah!
Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit.
Are they pleasing to God? Right? We just said earlier, Holy Spirit, like, led us in the saying that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Is he pleased by what we're saying? Does he hear our faith? Does he see our faith? Come on, y'all. Does he smell our faith? Our faith can be worshiping in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial. I'm releasing a sweet aroma of worship to God. You know what, God? I don't know how to solve this. I don't know how to do this, but what I do know how to do is praise you. Hallelujah. Instead of praising the situation by worrying and stressing over it and repeating it and rehearsing it and talking to everybody about it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stand in this place and I'm going to worship you. And I'm going to allow you, the problem solver, my defender, my avenger, my Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner, my place of victory. I'm going to worship. This looks like faith. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. This is faith right now. I'm worshiping you. In the midst of the doctor reports, in the midst of the financial reports, in the midst of the employment reports, in the midst of the relational reports, in the midst of, hallelujah, the business reports, in the midst of the desire reports, come on, in the midst of the hoping reports, amen, hallelujah, in the midst of, in the midst of even the emotional reports, hallelujah, the mental reports, hallelujah, the thought reports. So what is the report? Amen. Hallelujah. I am choosing to worship. I'm choosing to agree with your report. What do you say about the thing? Lord God, reveal to us what you say and teach us how to even go in your word. Would you say that by your stripes I am healed? What do you say? Hallelujah. That my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. What do you say? Hallelujah. That I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh God, what do you say? Hallelujah. Amen. That we are more than conquerors. What do you say? Hallelujah. That greater is he that's in us. Ah! than he that's in the world? What do you say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper? What do you say that you will renew our youth like the eagles? What do you say that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary and walk and not faint. What do you say? Hallelujah. That sometimes I gotta encourage myself. Hallelujah. As David encouraged himself, and we read about it in the Psalms. Hallelujah. What do you say? Amen. That you will bless those that bless me. Hallelujah. And curse those that curse me. What do you say? That I need only to be still and you will fight on my behalf. Hallelujah. What do you say? Ah, that the Lord is my help. What do you say? Oh, glory to your name. What do you say? That the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that worketh in us. What do you say? What do you say about speaking to those things that are not as though they are? Oh, what? What do you say? What do you say? That I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me? What do you say, oh God? Holy Spirit, what is God saying? What is God saying? That he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that we will say of the Lord, hallelujah, that he, amen, is our refuge and our fortress, our God. In him will we trust. Hallelujah. What do you say? That surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers. And under his wings shall we trust. That his truth is our shield and buckler. What do you say, oh God? That we shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation, there shall no evil. Come on, y'all. What do you say? That no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We would tread upon the lion and the adder. Come on, y'all. The young lion and the dragon, we trampling under our feet. What does he say? Because we have set our love on God. Come on, earlier, just a little bit ago, we said, Lord, we're loving on you. We're loving on you. Because we have set our love upon God, therefore God will deliver us. Do we hear it? I heard it again. Deliver, 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 deliver. Special delivery. I hear it two ways. One, God's delivering us from bondage. God's delivering us from even generational curses. God delivering us from darkness. Ooh. And then also delivering, special deliveries, prayers, amen, being granted, requests granted, prayers answered and manifested, special delivery. special delivery with your name on it. Blessings with your name on it. Ooh, I will set him on high. So listen, what he said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knoweth my name. We will call upon God and he will answer us. What does he say? He says, when I call upon God, he answers me. He answers you. What does he say? And that he will be with us in trouble? Ah, you're not alone in this troubled place. Ooh, the deliverer is with you. And I will deliver him and honor him. I will deliver her and honor her. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. What does he say? Bible says that blessed are those that put their trust in God. What does he say? What does he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you, unto us. What does he say? What does he say? That is what we should be saying. That is what we are saying. Lord, help us to sound like you in this season. Help us, Lord God, to speak faith in this season, to speak to those mountains, those stubborn places, those impossible places, those overwhelmed places. Thank you for teaching us and showing us how to walk in the authority and the power that you've given us. We have power and authority from heaven. Forget a position and a role, hallelujah, on this earth. I got power and authority that cometh not by flesh and blood, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm walking in my power and authority. And Lord, show us. We don't know how to walk in that power and authority. We can continue to grow in that place of walking in power and authority. Show us, teach us. As we submit and surrender, help us to submit and surrender. What areas have we not relinquished control? Help us to relinquish control. Help us to realize that, no, you want to be Lord in this area. You want us to acknowledge you in this area. You want to move in this area that we didn't even consider. That you have something to say in this area. It could be an area that's too simple, that's so simple for us that we're just so used to, we didn't even think, wait a minute, I'm not even including the Lord in this. Begin to reveal to us, Lord, what areas are you not Lord? What areas are we Lord? What areas is fear Lord? What areas are past things and past people, Lord? What areas are our family members or whoever, our spouses or friends, Lord? Yes, uh-huh. Who is it that we're running first? Who do we run to first? Oh, Jesus. Okay. Somebody say, okay. Even we can run to ourselves and our own abilities and our own talents. Oh, I got this. I know how to do this. Oh, that's easy. That's nothing. No! I don't know why I just yelled like that. I don't know why I did that. No! No! No. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not being dictated by what I see, by the circumstances, by the conditions, by the climate of. I'm not being dictated and tossed to and fro by the things. Thank you for giving us a steadfast faith, a steadfast spirit. Help us to grow in our faith that I'm immovable. Rishataya! For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. This is power and authority. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Somebody say, I'm having what God says I'm having. I'm living to the standard that God has planned and promised and speaks over me. I'm entering and living in covenantal blessing and blessed relationships. I am blessed as I go in and blessed as I go out. I'm blessed when I sleep. I'm blessed when I'm up and functioning and doing business. I'm blessed when I go. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I'm talking, and I'm blessed when I'm silent. I'm blessed when I know what you're saying, and I'm blessed, hallelujah, when you're speaking behind my back. I'm blessed. Somebody say I'm blessed. You're blessed. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. That means, come on, this is faith, right? Have faith in God. I'm believing that I receive it before I even see it. I'm healed before I even feel it, know it, see it, experience it. I'm prospering. When it's looking in the natural, and I'm seeing the zero, the nothing, the lack. Have faith in God. You want to know what God is saying? Have faith in God. Have faith in me. Look to me. Trust me. That's God saying, trust me. Not me. Not me. No, 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 no. Not me. But God saying, trust God. Trust him. So God's putting the words in my mouth like, trust me. Look to me. Don't fight the thing. Bring it to me and let me fight it. Don't speak on a thing. Speak it to me and let me speak. His word will disturb, hallelujah, the empty places, the voided places, the dark places, the disruptive places, the storming places, the strife places, the lacking places, the empty places, the wilderness places. Don't try to change it, change them. Bring it to me and let me. He is the changer. Hello. So we thank you, Lord. Have faith in God. Do it by faith. Walk it by faith. Speak it by faith. Move by faith. Overtake it by faith. Become it by faith. Possess it by faith. Have faith in God. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.